although we just any kind of old bucket we could get at home.
Yes, sir.
I don't remember really what kind of bucket. Seemed like his lard bucket. Shirt bucket or something, I don't know. We didn't have no Jersey cows and no good milk cows. He was just a regular old range cow.
Yes.
You know, four or five of them to get enough for the thing.
Yeah. And the first thing you had to do was what with the milk? You had to...
Well, I could get the milk in it, and I could strain it. Put it in a container once. Put it in a bowl or a bucket or what have you.
I said, pound you said. How did you keep milk cold?
Well, we put it in a bucket, let it down in the well. In the summertime. Well, I had a little old long bucket. It wasn't anything around, but it old. I just a couple of gallons of milk.
Yes.
I'd tie a rope on it, put it in there, and let it down the well.
I said,
boy, come dinner or supper time, it'd be good cold milk.
Yeah. Did you ever have a place maybe, did you ever see folks maybe had a kind of a stream that would run through kind of cool water there where they keep their milk? What was it?
I don't know. I don't know what they'd call that. The milk cooler, I guess.
I said.
I don't know what that'd be.
What is a dairy? Do you know what a dairy is? What?
Yeah, that's where they milk lots of cows.
I see. That's a...
This little ranch under, he run a dairy there for several years.
Huh?
He had a dairy barn there.
Mr. Williams?
Marsh.
Oh, well, I...
He'd milk his cows and feed them in there. Feed them and then milk them. They get through milk and turn them out and let some more in.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Ammons, what were the kind? Where would you store your? Did you have any other places like a place where you put your potatoes or something like that? Keep up.
Well, where we always stored ours when I was growing up, we just pile them in a row up so deep, sloping down.
Yes, sir.
And Papa had a bunch of old boards laying around there like you use on the roofing of the house or barn, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he just leaned them, well, he'd drive a stub down at each end of these potatoes. Just take them boards and just lean up a, drive a stub down and nail a pull two before something right down the center, you know, over the top of the potato. Lay these boards up there. Well, he would first, because hay is just as good, but we didn't have any hay and pine straw as plentiful, and we'd go out there and rake up three or four baskets full of pine straw and cover the potatoes, you know, so deep with pine straw. And then lay these boards up there.
Yeah.
Take the shoulder and throw dirt up on these. His board.
You call that a what?
Potato bunk.
Potato bunk?
Where you bunk your potatoes. I built a little old potato house here all several years ago, and I went down to this colony there below Leesville there and bought a bunch of them. They made these bushel crates. Went down there and got a bunch of them and